Welcome to the next lesson in our telephoning unit. In this lesson, we're going to continue our phrases for the caller. And again, this one will be hopefully pretty simple because there's not a lot of changing around we can do. But yeah, it's always good to add substitutions in there so we can practice and practice whether or not there's a lot or not. We still want to keep practicing. All right, so that is what these lessons are for, is to help you actually practice speaking these phrases so that they become very natural from your mouth, and also when you hear them from other people as well. So the next part here, we're going to start with this phrase. Remember, when you want to leave a message as the caller, you can ask this question right here. Could I leave a message, please? Okay, very good. One more time. Could I leave a message, please? Okay, excellent. Now, as we saw in the previous lesson, in the study lesson, we also just added something right here. So if you wanted, you could add this in there if you wanted. So you could say, oh, could I leave a message for him, please? Okay, very good. Could I leave one more time? See, even I can mess up, guys. So don't worry if you mess up like that. Just continue on. Yeah. Could I leave a message for him, please? All right, no problem. All right, so let's go on to the next one. Maybe it's a her, okay? So could I leave a message for her, please? Okay, one more time. Could I leave a message for her, please? Okay, so those are really all the phrases you're gonna need for this one. Okay, so asking to leave a message. Now, the next one is a really, really important one, which is actually leaving the message. Okay, so imagine now you ask this and the other person is going to say, oh, sure, go ahead. What's your message? Yeah. So now we want to leave the message. Okay, so the main phrase is, could you ask him or her to something here, some action? And now the most common thing probably you're going to use is what? Okay. Call me back. All right, so let's practice that one. Let's just use him first. Okay? Could you ask him to call me back? Okay, very good. One more time. Could you ask him to call me back? Okay, now her. Could you ask her to call me back? Okay, one more time. Could you ask her to call me back? Okay, very good. So this is the kind of rhythm that you want to start developing when you're practicing. Okay, again, if you're shadowing with me, you can, you know, follow like we're doing this lesson. But when you get on your own, you don't have to wait. Okay, just keep going and going and going. Okay, so I'll demonstrate that right here. Okay? Could you ask him to call me back? Could you ask her to call me back? Could you ask him to call me back? Could you ask her to call me back? So that's how you want to start practicing. So you work your mouth muscles. And again, don't worry if you're not that fast yet. You will build up to it. But do go at your pace and try to practice these. Okay? Now, let's go to the next one. What's another thing that you might want them to do? Maybe email me. Okay? Maybe you want them to contact you by email. Just simply email me. So let's practice. Could you ask him to email me? Okay, good. One more time. Let's do her, okay? Could you ask her to email me? Okay, very good. So let's use both of these now. So I'm gonna go through and just do random combinations of these. You try to keep up with me, okay? Here we go. Could you ask him to call me back? Could you ask her to email me? Could you ask her to call me back? Could you ask him to email me? Okay, excellent. Nice job. All right, let's do another one. Again, come up with your own ideas. That's the best way. But again, I'll give you some ideas from my examples. Okay? Another example that might come up here. send me the documents. Okay? So could you ask him to send me the documents? Okay. Could you ask her to send me the documents? Okay. Excellent. So these again are when you're leaving your actual message. Okay? So let's do it one more time. Here we go. Listen to me and try to keep up with me. Okay? So here we go. Could you ask him to call me back? Could you ask him to email me? Could you ask him to send me the documents? Okay, very good. Next, could you ask her to call me back? Could you ask her to email me? Could you ask her to send me the documents? Okay, nice job. Now, that's when you're kind of shadowing with me. When you're practicing by yourself, it should sound more like this. Okay, now again, not at this pace necessarily. Again, you will work up your own pace, but try to, have this kind of rhythm when you build up to it. Here we go. Could you ask him to call me back? Could you ask him to email me? Could you ask him to send me the documents? Could you ask her to call me back? Could you ask her to email me? Could you ask her to send me the documents? Okay. And then keep going and going and going. Okay. So that's an example of how to do practice with your substitution drills. Okay. These like this. Okay. Again, practicing working your mouth muscles, but also hearing these phrases so that they become very, very natural. And that's one of the great things about telephoning is that these are the fixed expressions. It doesn't really change a lot. So get these really, really down in your brain and you will be really ready to go. Okay, so that is a very good phrase. Let's do one more in this lesson. Okay, so I can be reached at blah blah blah, because so this is your contact information. So again, most likely it'll be your phone number. So let's use a phone number. So this is just a generic phone number that I came up with. But again, in the US, typically you're going to have this first three, which is your area code, and then a 7-digit number like this. So let's practice. I can be reached at 888-555-2222. Okay, very good. Now, the important thing about numbers here is, again, we kind of separate. We do the area code first. So you can hear we're doing those first three numbers. I can be reached at 888, and then the next set, 555. And then the last four, it's easy to kind of separate two and two. So I would say 2222. Okay, so but you also always want to read each number individually when you're doing a phone number. Okay, so one more time. I can be reached at 888-555-2222. Okay, excellent. Nice job. Now I'm going to do another random number to mix in a few more numbers so you get a little more practice. So let's do that. Okay, so this number is 714-965-3301. Okay, so let's practice that one. I can be reached at 714-965-3301. Okay, very good. One more time. I can be reached at 714 965-3301. Okay, nicely done. So again, let's practice both of these together. Please repeat after me. I can be reached at 888-555-2222. Very good. I can be reached at 714-965-3301. Okay, well done. Okay, so that's how you practice phone numbers. Now, you also may want to give an email address. Okay, so this is where you're going to practice saying your email address. So let's do that. Okay, so here's my email address, al@alsensei.com. You've probably heard me say it a million times, but let's practice. Okay, so I can be reached at al@alsensei.com. Okay, so that's our at symbol there. So one more time. I can be reached at al@alsensei.com. Okay, nicely done. Now, let's add a couple of things in there. I'm just going to give a fake email address, but something that might occur in your email address. Again, you want to practice your own email address, a real one, that'd be helpful. But let me just do another one so you can kind of see different examples. Okay, so this is just a one that I came up with, but I'll use the name mike.peterson. So like you might have a first and then last name, maybe a dot here, at aloha, and what's this? Well, this is called an underscore tours.com. Okay, so again, just adding some of these other things in there that may come up. So let's practice that one. I can be reached at mike.peterson@aloha_tours.com. Okay, nicely done. So a lot of things that can come up there. One more time. Okay, please listen carefully. I can be reached at al@alsensei.com. Very good. I can be reached at mike.peterson@aloha_tours.com. Okay, very good. I can be reached at 714-965-3301. Okay, nicely done. So again, just keep practicing like this. Phone numbers, email addresses, it might even be a home address or business address. Don't worry about those. Let's practice these first, okay? Get these down. Practice with your own number, of course. Practice with your own email address. Practice that again and again with this phrase here, I can be reached at, and then you can practice giving your information. So that's how to do it, okay? So practice again and again, and your mouth muscles will begin to form, they'll begin to work, and that's the important thing that we're doing here in these practice sessions. All right, but if you do have any questions, you can email me always at al@alsensei.com. I can be reached at al@alsensei.com or al@businessenglishpower.com. Either way, I will get the email. But hey, practice on your own first and let me know if you have any troubles or any questions. I'd love to hear from you. But that is the practice lesson for telephoning. Let's move on to the receiver next.